Yeah. Oh. Okay. Oh, I just feel like something good is about to happen. Woo! Woo! I just feel like something good is on its way. Oh, oh. He has promised. Woo! He's moving all of heaven and he's done it. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, it could happen. Just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. Oh, thank you, Lord. And brother, this could happen every day. Those that call on Jesus, ooh, Jesus.
And
oh, thank you, Lord.
Brother!
Thank you.
I just
Thank you. protected as a friend.
Promise that it'll open all of heaven. God. Well, if y'all hadn't figured it out, Sister Elsie's back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Miracle.
Something good has happened already. I'm so glad to be a witness to the Lord and what he's doing. Appreciate, like Brother Smith saying, seeing Sister Elsie in church, you know, visiting her in the hospital at a time when, you know, church was not possible for her. I mean, that was down the road. Then visiting with her at her home, and she was looking forward to being in church. And I'm glad to see that day happen to her, and isn't it wonderful? So good to see her here. And then daughter, son-in-law, is it Wes and Brenda. Yeah, Wes and Brenda, having them here today, that's a blessing. They're looking this way very, very seriously, I think. But anyway, it's good to have them. It's Beverly Bercy. Good to have Brett, first, it's good to have her here today. Sister Tiffany invited her, is that right? Oh, the Lord too. Hey, all right. Can't have a better invite than that. I mean, how about that? So that's wonderful. Have it in, Sister Tiffany. Is that your son? And cousin. What's his cousin now? Okay, Cameron, that's right, Cameron. All right, have them. And it's such a blessing to have Sister Angie and Ariel. Good to have them here today. See them getting out here and letting the Lord do something for them. I tell you, just, you know, we're here in God's house. And I mean, it's available to us. You know, God is available to us. And I think it's wonderful where we can come out like this and begin to worship him. I was reading where, I believe it's in the Levites. There were some Levites, their assignment was to praise God in the morning and praise God in the evening. That was their job. You know what I mean? I mean, I tell you what, we're not necessarily on God's payroll like that, but we're free moral agents that choosing to praise God, that choosing to serve God. That's what God wants servants that in their hearts, you know, that's what we want it to be in our hearts, to praise God, because we realize that, you know, that if we begin, somebody sing a song that when praises go up, blessings come down. So that's the way that works. See, I mean, not that we're selfish, but we just know how it works. We know how God works. We're learning to work with God. And that's one of the ways, you know, that God, you get blessings from God. You begin to praise him, lift him up. You know, we come into his house. He said, come into his house with thanksgiving, enter his courts with thanksgiving, and his gates with praise. You know, you get that combination going. I mean, you can't go wrong. I'm just telling you, you can't go wrong. Even like Sister Crow said, even if you come in, you're not feeling good. Even if you got some aches and pains, it doesn't matter. But if you come in thanking God with thanksgiving and praise on your heart, then you can't go wrong. I'm telling you, you may still leave with some pain in your body, but I'm just saying you'll feel better. You feel better. I'm just telling you, you feel better. I mean, about God, because God does something to us. You know, God don't remove all our pains and all our aches, but he does something. This work here is not just for the physical body, although the physical body benefits from it, but it's our heart. God is looking at our heart. And when we begin to get our heart given over to God, you know, when our hearts are, when God have our heart, you know, when God's got your heart, then he don't need anything else. You know, I mean, he don't, you know, he's got everything. You know, he's got your money. He's got everything if he's got your heart. And that's what we're working at, to give God our heart and have a heart of praise and worship to God. And that's what we've been doing here today is worshiping God. And I'm so thankful that I get to participate in this and be a part of what God is doing. Make sure we got all our visitors. Brother Durham, yes. All the way from California. Where is he? Yes. Good to have him. All right. Make sure we cover all the bases. Yes, Sister Chelsea from Dallas. Good to have her today. God bless you. She's up here. So it's God is good to us. And I know we, as we gather here today, we still, you know, have people that couldn't make it today that are sick. And I know Brother McGowan, miss him. He's not here today, sick. So who was that? Yes, we, Sister Street.
Joanne's
mother. She's here.
Mother.
Joanne, yes. Weiniger's mom. That's good to have her.
Praise God.
Bless you. Yes.
Brother Tally, we yes, not are to mention here so that I know most people probably have maybe got invitations, but Brother Phil and Sister Chelsea are getting married July the 6th.
July the 6th.
Okay. And that'll be in Dallas. So far, it's in Dallas. And that'll be her last day in Dallas. Anyway, so that's on a Saturday at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
It's on the board back there, but, you know, you might ought to start making plans and keep your calendar open because they've already changed. They've moved the dates up 2 or 3 times already. Sister Chelsea said it ain't going to happen again because she's already sent out invitations. But I hope they don't have to go to the expense of sending them out again. Anyway, maybe they can make it till July. Anyway, put it on your calendar. We'll, I don't know. They have service in Dallas on Friday night. I think it'd be good if a load of us would go down there Friday night and be with the Dallas church and then stay over for the funeral. I mean, for the wedding. It's kind of like a funeral, you know. It's death on the Dallas church, and it's you know, I mean, you die out to all others except each other.
That's right.
So, but anyway, it is a marriage. It's really not a funeral. So, I like preaching myself funerals better than I do marriages, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen in the marriage, but you pretty well understand that somebody in the casket is going to stay where you put them. But anyway, I'll leave that alone. I got confidence in this marriage. I feel like this is put together in heaven. Anyway, put it on your calendar. We want to go. Also, I want to announce, I'm taking Brother Tally's time, but
it's all right.
The June the 20th, just hold on, Sister. I'm announcing the Dominican trip. They want me to get this anniversary. Let me do that first. Brother Sister McGowan's 50th wedding anniversary, June the 22nd, Saturday. Now, don't make no other plans for that because Sister Sheila will get you. And, yeah, she's a bulldog. Anyway, anyway, don't forget that.
Don't forget it.
The Dominican trip, you can leave. Right now, the tickets are going up because it's tourist season. You'll find it's probably going to be cheaper to fly into Santo Domingo now instead of Punta Cana. You can fly if you want to go. When I'm going, me and Sister Smith, our tickets are for the 19th coming back. Well, the group's coming back on the 25th, but if you go to Santo Domingo, I'm coming back on the 26th. Brother and Sister Goss, by the way, are going with us.
All right.
They're getting there. They told me they was going to go yesterday. They wanted to make this trip. So you still have time for the Dominican trip. We're going to go see Columbus's house. We'll have a day so some of you can go shopping some. We're going to Altos de Chevron. We're going to probably stay in villas at Casa de Campo. Brother Green's getting that worked out. That's a special treat. That's a gated community with beautiful beach and marina and There's five golf courses. I mean, you can't go to a prettier place in Casa de Campo. But anyway, it'll be a good time. We'll probably make four or five churches in that length of time. I've got it kind of worked out where we can spend some time during the day and at night go to church. We'll probably go to church at night outside if it don't rain. Brother Alejandro's in Santo Domingo. We'll probably go to Guerrero one night, probably Comajon one night, spend a day service in Brother Green's on Sunday and Sunday night at Elias's. And I don't know if we'll get a chance to go to Fuchsia or Higüey or any of those places, but or Buenos Aires. But anyway, we'll keep you busy while you're there, but we'll also see to it that you have a good time. So you probably can go for about $1,000 a person round trip. Be the best $1,000 you ever spent. All right. Anyway, don't forget, Brother and Sister McGowan's. If you're here, now if you go to the Dominican trip, you're going to miss that, but they'll excuse you, I think, for that only. Other than that, 22nd of June, 50th Golden Wedding Anniversary. What time is that going to be? 4:30. Don't eat before you get here. They're going to have dinner. All right, brother. Yes, here in the dining room. Yes. All right, Brother Tally, excuse me.
Sorry. Well, we're going to miss that. Maybe you have a repeat. It may be so good until you have encore, you have it again. But anyway, it's good to be here. And we might ought to pray for our needs. You know, since she was gone, Brother Smith, Brother, we had that card to be sent to Brother Lon Joseph, and we never got it off. We never got it sent. So let's remember that. I don't know what you.
Lionel Joseph, that's it's a great loss. Of course, we just have to accept the Lord. We know God doesn't let a sparrow fall except without his permission. So Brother Lionel was 54 years old, passed away Thursday night in there in Haiti at home. And he pastors the mother church in Haiti, the largest church over there, probably between 600 and 800 people in that church. And they're building a brand new church right now because that church was devastated in the earthquake, so they've got it tore down. And Brother Kennedy from Tyler and the Jacobies are busy trying to get the new framework constructed over there. We need to pray for that church and for our Brother Lionel Joseph's wife and children. It's a difficult time for them and for his church people. He's a great leader. So, and the work in Haiti, but they're having his funeral this coming Saturday, which is Memorial Day weekend. It's just worked out. I cannot go to that funeral. I'm sending Brother Elias from the Dominican Republic over there. And then when I go over there later, I'm not sure yet, but I may send Sister Smith back, and I may stay another week or so and take, what did I say? She may send me back? Oh. Well, anyway, I may stay over and go to Haiti, and I feel like I need to go visit. They'll need some visitation and encouragement after the funeral. So that's what I'm planning on doing. I don't think it's going to work out. Right now, the flights are full. There's no way to get a flight because there's so many Haitian pastors and people from Haiti that are in America that are flying over there for that funeral. There's no telling how many, probably in excess of 2,000 or 3,000 people will be at that funeral. So Let's be in prayer for that situation. But anyway, we did sign a card for him. I'll take it when I go for his wife and family. Oh, this card here. This is for Brother Adams in the Benton Harbor Church. They donated this big white sousaphone that Brother Matthew Durham is playing to us. And this is just a thank you card Sister Holly got up for us. So we're passing it around for everybody to sign it. If you hadn't signed it, we'll put it on the pulpit between services and you can come up and sign it. All right?
All right. Mentioned Brother McGowan being sick today. Remember him. Brother Daniels called in sick today. Remember him. I'm sure we got Sister Elsie. Remember Sister Elsie's family. Pray for them. Brother Mark Boyd. Remember Brother Mark Boyd. He's sick today. All right. Working. Brother Paul and Suzanne are working. Remember them. All right. Sister Abraham. Your family. All right. Okay. Sister Stewart. That's your brother. Friend, okay. All right. Remember that need today. Yes. Pardon me? Yeah, I mentioned that. All right. Any other requests that we might mention now? So God's people, pray for them. Okay. Let's all stand and take these needs to the Lord. Remember Haiti, people over there. Remember all these other needs. Lord, we thank you this day to be before you, Lord, and we ask, Lord, that you help your people. As we lift our hearts up to you, Lord, we pray that you touch your people, God, in their needs. Lord, remember each one. Remember each one, Lord. Remember the people in Haiti. The needs, Lord. Help them, oh God. Lord, help us that our hearts would reach out. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, yes, Lord, Sister Elsie and her family. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Lord, help all these that sick. Brother McGowan, Brother Daniels, Brother Boyd, Lord, help them today.
Thank you.
Oh, God,
spoken
unspoken requests. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Too wet in here to plow. I love the Spirit of God. I love to see God's Spirit come in and touch His people. And seems like the Lord wants to give His people a refreshing. It's like He wants you to, excuse me for not standing up, but I'm having so much trouble with my right hip. Just sit down, so I'm not going to talk very long. Go eat so we can get back here at 5 o'clock and see what the Lord has for tonight. But I appreciate everyone that's here. And it's good to see Brother Wes back there, too. Brother Tally mentioned him. He was in Missouri last night, but he wanted to get here for church today. So he headed down, and I know he didn't get here. He couldn't have got here before midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. But here he is sitting in church today. I appreciate that. And Sister Elsie, she's our cat with 9 lives. And I told her God's keeping her alive, and he's using her health to save her family. She said, well, I wish they'd hurry up because I can't take much more of this. So, but you know, it's amazing when you watch the Lord, hear how God spared her life so many times, and then he takes a young man like Lionel Joseph, who hadn't even been sick, just found out. In fact, 2 weeks ago when they diagnosed him with cancer, he really wasn't even showing any signs of sickness. He was having a little bit of pain in his back, lower back, I think, he was noticing something was wrong, but he really wasn't sick, just having a little pain. But when the doctors run the test and found that it was pancreatic cancer, and they biopsied the pancreas, found out that's what it was, and it had then they biopsied the liver and found out it had spread to the liver and to the colon, and they told him there's not anything we can do as far as surgery is concerned, but we could give you chemotherapy or maybe some experimental treatment. He said, well, how much time, how many years are you talking about that you could possibly add to my life? They said, Pastor, we're not talking about years either way. We're talking about weeks or maybe a couple months. We might could give you a month or two extra if it worked, if it helped slow it down. The cancer had started in the lower part of his pancreas, which it doesn't create pancreatitis until it moves up into the frontal part. But they said when that happens, you won't last long unless you get a miracle, unless God gives you a miracle. And how many of us knows God could have touched that man and healed him just like that? But he didn't even really suffer. He went back home. He felt like God, you know, was in it some way, and that the Lord was, whatever happened would be God's will. And he was, of course, hoping God would touch him, but he wasn't home a week that he began to get sick. And just weak and wasn't able to eat much or drink much, got a little dehydrated. But, I mean, he never went through any real severe suffering. And just slipped out. And I appreciate God's mercy for that, that he didn't go through much suffering. But my point is that, we don't really have a promise of tomorrow. Our hands are in God's hands. That's why we need to serve him. That's why we need to trust him. You can't trust in your own strength anyway. It might carry you a little ways, but it'll come to naught if God's not in it. That's why if we trust him and serve him and he blesses us, nobody can take that away from you. And you're secure and safe in God's hands. But it just seemed like today God was just wanting to encourage strengthen give his people a refreshing and encourage them and strengthen their faith to know that he's with you. He loves you. You're his child. He said he'd go with you to the end of the world. You don't have to. Sometimes it may seem like he's not there, but he's there. Elisha's servant didn't know he was there, but he just said, God opened his eyes and let him see. And he looked up, seen a whole legion of angels that was with him. Hi, Lord. So I'm thankful today for this good touch of the Lord. We were singing that song about let us worship in the Holy of Holies and let his courts be filled with praise. And Zion rejoices again. We know that that God is getting ready to, the holy, if you look at the temple, the whole tabernacle or the temple is a replica of it, only in a permanent setting. The tabernacle had the outer court where the brazen altar and where the sacrifices were offered up. And then, of course, it was fenced, you might say, with curtains. And then there was the laver, which was a big bowl of water that was lined with women's looking glasses, which were brass plates. That, that's what women, even back then, they had to look and see if they looked pretty. They had to have a little polished up piece of brass that was like a mirror. And God told him to take that and line that laver with that so when they looked in it, when the priest would look in it to wash himself, he could see himself. That's a picture of the Word of God. When you look into the Word of God, that it's you can see yourself. You're able, yeah, there you go. But you can see yourself as a there's a reflection there. God lets you see yourself and the things that needs to be washed and cleansed. And this is all in the outer court. That's also a picture of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Pentecostal era that we've been enjoying now for over 100 years at the turn of the century of 1900s. The baptism of the Holy Ghost was restored to the church. Pentecostal era started, and we've been in a laver where the Spirit of God is revealing the Word of God to us, and we're seeing ourselves and what it's revealing. I was thinking when we were singing that song where it said Zion rejoices again, is when every time God's showed that picture, when God gave Moses the pattern of the tabernacle and he ordained a priesthood and they set up, you know, they had to make all of that. And they set up the tabernacle and the outer court. When they got it set up, I believe you can read it in, is it Numbers 40, somewhere along in there, where Moses couldn't enter into the tabernacle because the glory of God, the cloud of God came down on it, just showing his favor, and his blessings was there with them. Just God was pleased with the fact that something had been established. There it is, Exodus 40, that's where it is. Moses was not able to enter the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And, you know, we, and then if you go to the 8th chapter of 1 Kings, or is it Exodus, I mean, Chronicles 7th chapter, again, where it's rehearsing the temple. Solomon finished the building of the permanent temple after that pattern. And when they got it built, the priest, they couldn't stand because of the cloud. Filled the house. And God's blessings came in. And I'm just thinking today, you know, the Lord done that just to show a picture of how pleased he was that he was establishing in the hearts and minds of people his order, the way he wanted people to worship him. And and I was just thinking today while we were singing these songs, how God's Spirit comes in like it did today from time to time. To me, it replicates that we're placing things in order for getting ready for a restored church. Zion is a picture of the church. Mount Zion. It's the 12th chapter of Hebrews. It says it's where the spirits of just men are made perfect. Where we're in a place that God's blesses us like this from time to time, just letting us know things are getting in place. And we're getting ready to have the temple, not a natural or literal temple, not the tabernacle or not the temple that Solomon built, but the New Testament church that was the temple of God, Paul said, "Know ye not, you are the temple of God." We're a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And God's transferred the symbolism of all that natural building and what all that represented into reality in the early church. There was a people, stones, their lives were fixed and put together in a way that they housed the Spirit of God and the Word of God in such a way that God's glory, in fact, there's a scripture in Psalms, I think, that says, let me see if I can find it for you. Finally, the whole earth is to be filled with His glory. Maybe it's in, put up Psalm 72:19. Let's see if that's the scripture I'm thinking. Yes. "And blessed be His glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with His glory." Before God's finished, He's going to fill this earth with His glory. And He'll eradicate sin and sinners off of it. But if you have a desire for righteousness, you're going to experience God's glory in its fullness. The whole earth. What is this earth going to be like when it's filled with God's glory? He started back there with that little tabernacle and the cloud coming down representing the glory of God and the presence of God being with men in a little old roughshod tabernacle, temporary tent dwelling for His people. But that started out showing what God's purpose was by the end of this world, that the whole earth finally would be filled with His glory and the whole earth would be a dwelling place for God, and the temple would be His people housing His glory. Praise God. So we're just getting a touch of it today, but doesn't it feel good? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. All right, let's stand and give Him a praise before we go dismiss here and come back at 5 o'clock. No telling what God might do. Hallelujah. Band practice at 4 o'clock. Brother and Sister Pryor out of town today. They had to be in a meeting in Oklahoma because Jaron's going to Germany on a trip to Germany, and the whole family. The mother and father have to be in that meeting before they let him go. So that's where they are at today. So anyway, God bless your hearts for being here.